Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Take as much executive action. That's a fancy word of saying, what can I do as president on my own?
Mansplain.
Executive action that made it illegal to manufacture so-called ghost guns. I just signed that. I said that. It's being challenged in court, but so far, it matters. Allow anyone to assemble a gun at home, bought from several different places in as little as 30 minutes. Come on. These weapons don't have serial numbers. That's why they like to buy them. So criminals can use them, commit crimes, and not leave behind a registration of who owned the weapon.
All right, we're not going to get into the whole ghost guns. This is just kind of set up prefatory for you to hear a little bit of where he was at when he was talking at the Safer Communities Summit or something the other day. That was not the clip I wanted to share with you particularly, other than to set up. This is the tone of the speech that he's giving. And then came the following. Now, and I'm going to give you just a little bit of background here. Remember we talked about pistol braces last week a little bit and how a pistol brace is a device that you put on the rear of a gun, a pistol, in order to allow you to have it stabilized attached to your arm, okay? And some people have used those as if they are stocks up against your shoulder. That's not really the intended purpose. The ATF had classified these as, they were intended to make a rule that would classify these as short barrel rifles if you have a pistol with a stabilizing brace on it. Therefore, it becomes something that you have to register. You have to pay $200. It starts to make people criminals if they have them. A lot of people who are disabled vets use the pistol stabilizing brace because they only have the one hand, or they only have one really good hand to use. And so there's kind of a lot of background here. If you know anything about guns and you know that Joe Biden is talking, it's going to hurt a little bit to hear the things that he says. But pardon the pun, brace yourself. Here we go.
It made it harder for people to buy stabilized braces. Put a pistol on a brace, it turns into a gun. Makes more, you can have a higher caliber weapon, a higher caliber bullet coming out of that gun.
Where do you start?
Put a pistol on a brace, it turns into a gun.
I understand that sometimes anybody, myself included, can get your words jumbled up and then you wind up saying something that's total gibberish. The brace turns a pistol into a gun? What? And then, you know,
make some more. You can have a higher caliber weapon, a higher caliber bullet coming out of that gun.
Nope. It has nothing to do with that. It doesn't have anything to do with the caliber of the bullet. It doesn't change. So, you know, again, I'm willing to listen to people who want to offer gun control plans. I'm willing to hear what you have to say. I'm willing to look at the evidence you have. But please, dear Lord, at least learn the subject matter before you open your mouth. And, well, I take it back. Maybe I'm grateful. As somebody who believes in the Second Amendment, somebody who believes in gun ownership and believes in the value of it and likes an armed citizenry and trust my neighbors to have their guns, okay? Maybe I'm actually glad that when people like Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas or when Joe Biden, the President of the United States, when they open their mouth and talk about guns, they clearly have no idea what they're talking about. And maybe I'm glad for that because that shows. And then I don't have to worry about people being persuaded. But when people are clapping for him when he's saying some of this stuff, you think, does the audience know? Anyway, I don't even know where to start with this. 437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. And not showing a lot of delays. There's an accident at Bayou At West Tahar Drive and Fairfield, but not showing an accident there. I-10 westbound at mile marker 5, showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock there either. Certainly caution wherever you are. This is brought to you by, like I said, Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done and small enough to care. 250-3756 for the no-hassle estimate. And if you have a traffic tip, you can text it in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Nevertheless, Candy, thanks so much for the update. Nevertheless, I, you know, criticize Biden an awful lot. I'll give you a thing he did right, something I agree with. One of the notes that they just put out yesterday, I thought this was very interesting. Statement from President Joe Biden on proposed FCC all-in pricing rule. All-in pricing rule. Today, the Federal Communications Commission, under the leadership of Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel, R-O-S-E-N-W-O-R-C-E-L, Rosenworcel, okay, proposed a new rule that would require cable and satellite TV providers to give consumers the all-in price for services that they're offering, but offer up front. Too often, these companies hide additional junk fees on customer bills disguised as broadcast TV or regional sports fees that in reality pay for no additional services. These fees can add up, according to one report. I'm just reading from the release from the Biden administration. They increase customer bills by nearly 25% of the price of the base service, meaning that FCC all-in pricing is that as you're shopping for different services, you would know from the start, from the splash page, what is the actual end price of the service that you're thinking about buying, and so you'd be able to shop for the actual value. Kind of like we've been talking about ticket fees, right, for concerts. You ought to know the end price right up front. Kind of like Rick Scott, when he was the governor, was pushing for giving us medical transparency in pricing so that you would know what the cost of services for going to the hospital or the doctor is. Not the beginning price, but the end price, the actual. Across the board, I agree with this. So, the Biden administration, dumb on guns, but smart on FCC fees.
Put a pistol on a brace, it turns into a gun.
Right at that moment. 8:17 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is proud to bring Sportsman's Night Out back and bigger than ever. Join us as we welcome the star of A&E's Duck Dynasty, Willie Robertson, and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker to the Pensacola Bay Center on August 3rd. You could win a camper from Carpenter's Campers, Kubota tractor from Coastal Machinery, an HVAC system from Florida Air, and more. It'll be an incredible night for the entire family. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll see you August 3rd at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton sends the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
I can see why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself.
Do you have any idea on a groundbreaking for the plant?
We don't have a complete project until we can dispose of the effluent. The plant's fully permitted.
Right.
If we had the issues surrounding effluent disposal adequately addressed, it would be tomorrow. We need a permit for the adequate disposal of the effluent derived from the
plant. All right, so that's a conversation that was going on at the Milton City Council meeting last week, where you had Randy Jorgensen, that's the, you know, deep male Ron Burgundy slash, who is the guy from Parks and Rec? I can't think of his name right now.
Nick Offerman, but what was his character's name?
Ron Swanson.
Ron Swanson.
Ron Swanson is the closest fictional character to Randy Jorgensen. And anyway, so talking about the wastewater treatment plant and how, you know, we can't really start the project until we get effluent disposal handled, which we got some of it handled finally, but not all of it, and that's something they're still working on. And finding that location is crucial because, you know, different people have different parcels of land, and we're trying to figure out what's going to work with them.
We're looking at alternatives. The site, the 100-acre site is not sufficient to meet the facility's needs, so obviously we have to identify either alternative methods or alternative locations.
And what's the process going on with that right now? Are we in meetings with people, or are we
We're in constant communication and conversations.
With people that have the availability.
That's correct.
Yeah, working hard on it. What's the hang up?
As is always the case, it's money.
Yeah.
And we continue to monitor that environment closely. And at this point, we're in a fairly good position from my perspective.
Yeah, people want money to be able to use their land for effluent disposal, which all makes sense. So then the question came up, you may recall that there was a big conversation about whether to hire a project manager to oversee specifically this project, because when it becomes a project, it's really no longer... It's too big for, like, the public works director to just do it. It's way too much for, like, the city manager to take it on as a personal supervisory project. Plus, Randy's leaving, okay? So we're in the process of hiring a replacement for him. So the question was, well, what about the project manager for this project? Have you hired that person yet? Because it's a good question to ask out of uncertainty.
What's going on with the hiring process? We were going to hire a person to just take over that whole process. Have we had any applications?
But first we have to have a complete project. And until we get a complete project, I won't be advising council to move forward.
And what I can only describe as the single best, most Randy Jorgensen, most Ron Swanson line I think I have ever heard him utter is about to come next.
So we haven't actually had any resumes on that yet or anything?
Well, we have not.
We haven't posted it.
We have to have a project before we need a project manager.
It's just...
So Ron Swanson.
That's the best answer ever.
We have to have a project before we need a project manager.
It's just... Durr. That's such a... He has this way of speaking that, you know, he's telling you that 2 + 2 = 4, but he's trying to say it in a way that doesn't be like, you get math though, right?
We have to have a project before we need a project manager.
Well done, Randy. That's just perfect. 824 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden is leaving California today. He began yesterday's final day with a roundtable on AI in San Francisco.
From protecting privacy to addressing bias and disinformation to making sure AI systems are safe before they are released.
And he spent a couple of days in San Francisco raising money for his presidential campaign. And Governor DeSantis was also in San Francisco. He talked about it in a new campaign ad.
I've seen so many businesses boarded up. I've seen so much riffraff just running around.
And he says he's seen a lot of things there, including people using drugs in the streets and other things. And San Francisco officials have not commented on his campaign ad. Social gaming platform Roblox says they're going to allow creators to build new experiences that feature mature content now for users that are at least 17. In order to create or view that content, you'll apparently have to upload a selfie and a photo of a government-issued ID.
Well, do you think there's a market for people to create adult content on self?
Yeah, I don't know.
Create a video game platform. Is there going to be any interest in that? Do you?
I really don't.
Of course,
I didn't even know what Roblox was. I had to look it up, but it seems odd.
It's not at all, and not even remotely surprising. Really? This is absolutely a massive cash grab by them for sure. Also, by the way, how impoverished is our vocabulary that we don't use riffraff more often? I mean, well done, Governor DeSantis. You know, we got all the riffraff running around in these drug boarded up houses. Riffraff, riffraff. See, we gotta take care of these people. See,
bringing it back.
They're causing all the problems. See, get rid of the riffraff. All right, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Too much riffraff on raspberries. As we take a look around, I-10 westbound at mile marker 5, showing an accident, but again, not showing a roadblock. Everything's traveling in posted speeds, east and westbound. This is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Did he say that right after he, you know, put on his monocle and took out his pocket watch with the chain attached?
And touched his fake mustache? Ah, see?
You must pay the rent. I can't pay the rent.
You know, that the train old thing. Tracks for you. Yeah.
That's right. 826, I don't know. We're off the rails. All right. So I don't know if you saw the story. Channel 3 had a really good story on the follow-up on the Nikko Japanese Steakhouse investigation. And it's just all weird. It's all weird. Like, the sheriff's office doesn't have charges. They don't know exactly what happened. And I mean, look, witnesses can only tell you so much. There's no cameras. It's hard to tell exactly what happened. They, like, tested the soy sauce bottles for meth, and they found it. But then they found it in the packets, too, which means the test is bad. So that's no good. There was some weird dude who had applied for a job there and had put on, like, a teppanyaki chef outfit and was wandering around in the restaurant that night, in and out of the back, and, like, three or four times. But they don't know whether he was related to this or not. They told him to leave, and I guess he did. Maybe he was confused. He thought he worked there. I don't know. The table that the folks ate at supposedly wasn't in service that night. Like, is Twilight Zone running this? I don't get what happened. It's weird. But I will say this. We went on Sunday for Father's Day, ate with the kids, had a good time, and, you know, no problem. So I don't know. I took it as,
go home,
like,
and do all the dishes.
What's that now?
You didn't go home and, like, clean
no,
your house
go
and
do all the
dishes
and stay up all night. Okay. And my heart rate was not racing. Except for when he was doing, you know, the flame thing. Oh, yeah. That's exciting, right? You know, I figured it was like 9/11. Like, you know, when was the safest time to fly? It was right after 9/11. When's the safest time to go to the Nikko's? Now, right? It's going to be incredible protocol. So we did, and we had a good time. Anyway, long story short, this is a weird story, and we don't have any answers. 437-1620. Oh, this is kind of interesting. Florida is considering increasing tuition for out-of-state students at the universities. It's kind of a secret. We don't talk a lot about this in tones that, you know, we want everybody to hear, but Florida has great education for university students, right? Top university system in the entire nation. The prices are incredibly inexpensive. $6,500 at any school in the state or in, like, right in that vicinity for anybody who's a resident. And if you're, you know, a little bit above average as a student, you can get Bright Futures, which pays 75% or 100%. That's crazy good, right? That is ridiculously good. But they're thinking about out-of-state tuition, which, by the way, out-of-state students have gone up dramatically in the last decade. In 2012, you had 12,000 out-of-state students, 5% of the 258,000 in the whole system. Now 31,000, 11%. So it has almost tripled in the last 10 years. Out-of-state graduate enrollment, 26% in 2012 to 33% last year. So dramatically increasing. And they're saying that our tuition is still, you know, too low even for out-of-state students. So they're thinking about raising it, looking at the possibility of raising it only for out-of-state. We have the 11th lowest undergraduate out-of-state tuition in the country at 21 grand. And trust me, if you go shopping for schools, 21 grand for the kind of quality education you get in a Florida school is amazing. 17% below the average of undergraduate out-of-state. Now, graduate's a little more expensive than average, 25 grand. It's about $1,000 above the national average, but still, that's quite a deal. There's no wonder people come here from out of state so much. 8:30 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. One other quick note. There's a death penalty case on a couple of, I think it's actually two cases, and they're trying to figure out what to do with it because the trials were held back when you had to have non-unanimous sentencing, and then with the Hearst case, it got pushed to unanimous sentencing, and then we're now back to non-unanimous sentencing with the recent law changes, and the judges are just trying to figure out which law, which standard is going to apply to these cases that took place before all of this, so just kind of a weird legal problem that they're in right now with those cases.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Hunter Biden avoiding trial and jail time in a plea deal with the DOJ. Former vice president and 2024 White House hopeful, Mike Pence.
While I welcome these charges and the guilty plea, I have a sense that this will do very little to allay the concerns of millions of Americans that we just simply don't have equal treatment under the law.
Pence on Fox News tonight. The Coast Guard saying noise has been detected at the bottom of the Atlantic as the massive search for a missing submersible continues near the Titanic wreck. PH Narjale is one of the five missing. His friend Bill Willard joined Fox and Friends first.
Just from the news reports, at an hour and 45 minutes, they lost the comm signal. To me, that indicates there was some type of power loss.
The search continues. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31, News Radio 92.3. It's 80 degrees right now and partly cloudy in Pensacola. Pensacola Police unveiling their newest police officers, Bear, Bo, Sino, and Jax. They've been on duty now for about a month.
These dogs are an invaluable tool to public safety. They are able to not just find suspects and find drugs and those kind of things, but they go a long way into protecting our police officers.
That is PPD Deputy Chief Kevin Christman, and he says the four newest canine officers are funded through donations made by the Bear Family Foundation, Honto and Clark, and Pensacola Finest Foundation. Bear and Jax are Belgian Malinois, and Sino's a German Shepherd. Bo is a Belgian Shepherd. Canine Jax is the son of canine Giannis, who died in March after retiring a couple of years ago. Adults and children receiving transgender medical treatments in Florida will be allowed to continue under certain conditions. The Florida Board of Osteopathic Medicine passed an emergency rule yesterday that will allow existing treatments to continue as long as the prescription does not change. The Florida Board of Medicine voted in favor of that rule 2 weeks ago. Members of the boards will meet Friday to discuss coming up with an informed consent form that patients will have to sign. Today's the start of summer and the summer solstice. It also means it's the longest day of the year. South Florida Heat Officer Jane Gilbert says we're already in the thick of heat season, which runs through October.
Last week, we had heat advisories for 3 days, reaching heat indices of very dangerous levels, over 105 and 108 throughout South Florida.
And she says, of course, with the heat, you need to take common sense precautions like drinking a lot of water and limiting outdoor exposure to prevent dehydration. The people that oversee Florida's university system could be opting to raise out-of-state tuition prices here in the next few days.
The system's Board of Governors will meet tomorrow to discuss the issue after they received a letter from all 12 state university presidents endorsing the idea. They say that the relatively low tuition costs are causing an increased demand from out-of-state students. During the 2021-22 school year, Florida had the 11th lowest out-of-state tuition for undergrads at $21,150. While calling for an increase, university presidents are also asking that each school have leeway to set their own tuition increases based on individual markets and competitive environments.
That's News Radio's Joe Ford reporting it. Earlier this week, the FWC said they'd found the first case of chronic wasting disease in a deer here in Florida. They've now implemented an emergency response plan to stop the spread of that disease. FWC officers say they're establishing a management zone around Holmes County. That's where the deer was found. in that zone, exporting deer carcasses and parts, baiting and feeding deer, and rehabilitating injured or orphaned deer will now be prohibited. The FWC asking anybody that sees a deer that they believe looks abnormally thin to contact their chronic wasting disease hotline at 866-CWD-WATCH. 835 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Good news is, again, we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays. Accident on I-10 westbound at mile marker 5, but not showing a roadblock right now. It looks like Shemuckla Highway and Quintet Road, there is a hit-and-run crash. It says no roadblock, but I can't imagine. It's such a busy area, but certainly use caution there, and certainly if you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing showers and thunderstorms in the later half of the day today. Marginal risk of severe weather, level 1 out of 5. A few storms could be strong. High near 87, low tonight near 73. Typical showers and thunderstorms by Thursday with a high near 87, low Thursday night near 74. We're going to be seeing our rain chances continue into the end of the week and the weekend. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
80 in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Your money now. Markets are opening down a little bit this morning. The Dow is down 159, 18, 33, 8, 94, 69. The S&P 500 down 15, 79 at 43, 72, 92. The NASDAQ down 40, 30 at 13, 6, 27 this morning. Our 10-year bond rate is up, though, 3.76%. And gold prices also down by $7.90 today at $1,939.80. Silver prices at $22.84. Home construction is surging. They clumb about 22% from April to May of this year. The Census Bureau says that home building went way beyond what was expected, which is actually a 1% decline that could be due to low housing inventory across the nation. New report says employers could extend the country's average lifespan by 12 years by the year 2040. Researchers from Deloitte found that Americans could live to 90 years old, with as much as 95% of that in good health and while spending less on health care. But to do that, companies need to improve conditions for workers and consumers. And Anheuser-Busch says Bud Light is coming back after the boycott, caused, of course, by an ad campaign with Dylan Mulvaney. The company's top marketing executive called it a wake-up call for their marketing team and said they need to stay humble. 8:38 at News Radio 92.3. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so the question of the day, we asked of Mayor Reeves earlier, and we got his answer, but the question of the day is, let's talk about toothbrushing. Okay, frivolous topic of the day is toothbrushing. The question is, do you go toothpaste, water, brush? Do you go water, toothpaste, brush? Or do you just go toothpaste, brush? 437-1620. Or I suppose I saw somebody did a very crazy thing. They go water, toothpaste, water, brush, which seems like an awful lot of extra work to me, quite frankly. But okay, 437-1620. 437-1620. Candy, you want to weigh in on this? I want to know your answer, and also in the audience, your answer. 437-1620.
Yeah, and text it in. An MLM where they sell toothpaste. Yeah. And your person underneath you sells toothpaste.
Multi-level marketing.
Right.
So network marketing, right?
This new network marketing toothpaste. It was one of our brand ambassadors' moms or
All right.
And they said, you don't use water. And I'm like, yeah, that doesn't sound right, dude. And so, but it's true. And now I do. I use my regular, you know, toothpaste or whatever. But yeah, I don't use water and that except to rinse.
You go dry.
I go dry.
Interesting.
And it's better. It's super weird. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing. My whole life, I always thought as a civilized person that you go toothpaste, water, brush. Right? Simple.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta add a little solute in there to make sure that everything is gonna suds up properly inside your mouth. And then I read this article, okay, and it was a, you know, health topic. When should you wet your toothbrush? And I got through reading the article and, you know, they're going through all this stuff and they say dry.
Isn't that weird?
Just put toothpaste on there and then have at it because you're saliva will naturally, you know, create enough sudsiness in order to make the thing work. And I thought, oh, this is so super crazy
talk.
This
is so wrong. And it worked.
And I have now tried it for, I don't know, maybe a week or two. And it's super weird when you first do it. And then you're like, this feels cleaner. This feels better. And there's never a inadequacy of suds. You know, I'm still fully frothy, okay?
Yeah.
You know, no problem there. So 437-1620, I'm curious.
We're training somebody. What do you do?
Yeah, Kate, what's your approach?
You know what? I like the water, toothpaste, brush, water.
Well, to rinse it off. No,
well, you got to get the toothbrush a little wet first.
Wait, so you before it goes in your mouth, you do water twice or once? Before and
twice.
After the twice before, so
but
you're a water
I change it
paste
up and I
water
paste water mouth.
Oh, so total chaos in your household.
It is
so
it is.
Chaotic neutral is an but alignment for you.
But I always shut the water off when I'm actually brushing my teeth.
Oh, sure.
So
I mean, you don't need water running while you're brushing your teeth.
Right.
I think that's. I mean, obviously, right?
Always do that when I was a lot younger, and then
you just
when
keep
I started,
running the water and
well,
wasting
that was
the planet.
Several years ago, now I'm eco friendly.
You're aware,
and I'm conscious,
right?
You know.
You don't need water when you're brushing, unless, you know, if you're like in and rinsing maybe somehow or other. I'm not sure why you would do that, but that's not necessary. So
I make sure I get each section of the mouth.
You do the full 2 minutes?
Yes.
Oh, I don't even come close. No, she does have fabulous teeth. No, I'm lucky if I get 30 seconds out, but my dentist loves me. They always say I'm fantastic and I have all my original teeth, but yeah, no,
they must not know you.
Well, maybe. 437-1620. All right, let's go to some text here. Somebody here says, you asked this question when Davis was with you. That's right. It was a long time ago, and this person says, it's water, toothpaste, water, brush. Wow, the double dipper. All right, fair enough. Somebody here says, is this question apply before or after you take the Copenhagen out? No, good question, right? You got to, you know, think about how much dip do you leave in before you...
I don't understand how that stuff works. Don't
I don't know. I don't know. Just put a little pinch in between your cheek and your jaw. That's all you do. Somebody here says water, toothpaste, and then brush. See, I don't understand the water first approach. I mean, if you're going to do water.
To wet your brush so it'll hold the toothpaste.
That's why you put it on after the toothpaste. because that's where you need it. You don't need it in the bristles Kate. Buried beneath the toothpaste in a place you're never going to reach as it all washes off into the sink.
Well, the worst thing is when the toothpaste accidentally falls into the sink. Is that what you're talking about when you do the water?
No. I agree that's a risk.
And I hate that because then you've got to clean the sink and it sticks.
And then you got to, do you touch it with your finger? Do you get a Kleenex? You know,
not.
These are all the difficult things. And you don't want to wash it down the sink. That doesn't seem right either. So it's all bad. 437-1620. Let's see. We go wet the brush, apply the toothpaste brush. You got to rinse the dust and the crap particles flying around the bathroom. Nice. And that's all just accurate. Okay, moving on to the next text here. 437-1620. Water, toothpaste, brush, rinse. Got to soften the toothbrush first. You think water softens your toothbrush? Is that what you... Oh, that's so adorable.
It's like a scrub.
Let me
mama.
Talk to you about how plastic works. That's so cute. Got to soften the bristles first. That's great. Mouthwash, toothpaste, brush, white rinse. Mouthwash. All right. Well, I haven't got it all figured out how you. I don't do toothbrush and mouthwash in the same encounter.
I don't either.
Mouthwash is when I don't have time to brush my teeth.
It burns.
I feel like you've
like
said
the
that before.
Exorcist.
somebody here says water, toothbrush, brush, or water, toothpaste, brush. Anything other than that is like eating Oreos without milk. Huh. No,
that's
not there yet,
thought,
but okay, fair
but
enough.
Yeah, yeah.
437-1620. Candy, you want to talk about traffic?
Yeah, roads are fine. Not showing any slowdowns or delay. I'm not saying it's smart like that, but there is an accident. Shemukla Highway and Quintet Road. It says no roadblock, and I'm not showing a slowdown either. Also at mile marker 5, I-10 westbound, but again, not showing a roadblock there either. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, we got another text in here. Let's see. No water until the rinse cycle. That's the way. I mean, I'm just telling you, try it. Water, toothpaste, because I have a dry mouth. Try it. Try it with that. I'm just saying,
it's
like anything else. Try it one time. Try it one time and see if you don't agree. I do water first to clean the toothbrush and soften the bristle. There we go. We're softening the plastic again. Got to rinse the... I read that one already. What type of toothbrush? Soft, medium, or hard? Oh.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Your dentist will say soft, and I say... And the reason for soft is, first of all, because it doesn't aggravate anything. Also, it'll flex in underneath the gum and get the stuff out of you. I'm just saying it doesn't feel right if it's not firm. You know, that's just
Have you tried
advice.
An electric toothbrush?
No, my wife uses that and I can't do it. I think I might have tried it one time and I'm like, no, this is horrible. Water brush water to keep the toothpaste on the brush. Start with flossing, rinse, use mouthwash, dry brush, and then spit it out. That's so much work. 437-1620, last one. Wait until you find out many major brands say don't rinse. No, this is what the experts say,
right. Okay,
is dry and then spit and don't rinse anything. Don't drink anything and don't rinse. Because you're letting the fluoride sit on there and do its work.
Right.
So there you go. That's your definitive answer for the day. We almost never have definitive answers on this segment, but today you've got one. 847 on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality used cars, right? 1, 2, 3 years old, like new, almost new, just new, not to you, right? But you get to avoid paying that big depreciation hit when you drive it off the lot. You know, those first 10 miles cost you an awful lot, and you don't have to pay that. But Frontier... They specialize in the cars that avoid that problem, and they stand by those cars. You know, they will take care of you if there's any issue. I know because they took care of us with little things, and I've talked to other people, same basic thing, because they want you to come back again and again and again, and it's just easy. They basically sat down and thought, what do people hate about buying cars? Well, let's just not do it that way. So they don't do it that way. So if you're the kind of person, like I am, you hate buying cars because you've not enjoyed that experience many times, just try Frontier. You'll find out it's different. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When was the last time you experienced something new? really new, like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek, you'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new, like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Indeed, it is the first day of summer, and of course, with a little Bananarama, we're reminded of that. And also, it's a good opportunity to rewatch The Karate Kid, which will forever be burned in my brain as the thing I see when that song plays. It's a beach scene, right? When he gets kicked in the stomach. 8:51 here on News Radio 92.3. Joining us now, we have Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Welcome back to the program, Sam. And first of all, let me apologize that I didn't call you at the top of the hour. I completely flaked out and forgot you had a Juneteenth day displaced meeting last night. So welcome back in spite of my error.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. We appreciate being on.
Yeah, great to have you. So I just wanted to ask you, didn't want to spend a lot of time because I'm sure you're busy with this subject. How did Gulf Breeze do during the storm last week?
Yeah, so we made the national news, Andrew. We definitely got socked with the most rain. And so we had 16 inches of rain in 8 hours from approximately 11 p.m. until 7 a.m. the next morning, according to our two digital rain gauges. Over the course of the next 2 hours, we got about another 2 inches of rain. So in less than 10 hours, we had 18 inches of rain.
Wow.
That equates to about a 150-year flood event. So for those of you who are keeping track, in 2014, of course, we know that the area had a 500-year flood event. A 500-year flood event is defined as 23 inches in 24 hours. In 2014, we had 27 inches within that period of time. So, I mean, safely over a 500-year flood event. And then, of course, with Hurricane Sally in 2020, we had 23 inches. So right at a 500-year flood event, that gave us the opportunity to really measure the effectiveness of a lot of infrastructure improvements that we have made. A 100-year flood event, Andrew, is 14 inches in 24 hours. So we had, you know, an incredible amount of rain when you have more than what would equate to a 100-year flood event, but in half the amount of time. So that's what we really looked at, the force of the rain.
Oh, yeah, because it wasn't 24 hours. It was only those, like, 12 hours or whatever, 10 hours. Right,
that's
okay.
Right. And so what we had is we actually had pickleballers who were stranded at the community center because with the lightning storm, it was very intense. We had, of course, a lot of motorists stranded on Highway 98, but also on some of our neighborhood collectors as well, bumper to bumper. And so our fire department and our police did an excellent job working with tow trucks who actually had to tow dozens of vehicles, according to these, you know, tow truck drivers. So very, very intense. At 11 o'clock, I was reporting to the council out on the street. Our streets look good. They're taking the rain. Everything looks well. Came back home. By 1 o'clock, Andrew, boy, had things changed intensely. So
this is PM have, to AM. This is 1 AM.
This is 1 AM.
Okay.
We have a stormwater incident response team. We have a natural resources division who actually train throughout the year to supplement our stormwater station pumps. So we have lines of pipe. We have those big utility boxes that have pumps inside them. But as they start to fail and as conditions deteriorate, we actually have a stormwater task force that deploys just like our police and our fire. Andrew, other local governments think we're crazy for doing this. I believe we're the only city and the only utility who deploy stormwater technicians during severe weather. And so they fall under our EOP. And when wind, or in this case, lightning conditions become too dangerous, they'll pull back the same as our fire and police do.
Sure, that makes sense.
So they were responding throughout the storm. They would respond, pull back, respond, pull back. Mm. They worked throughout the event until the next day. And then the B shift came in, just like your police and your fire have that relief shift that came in. We did the same with our stormwater operators. And so last night at the council meeting, the council received a report from Clifton Wells, who's our public services manager over that natural resources strike team, as it were. They heard a report from our police and from our fire. And what they heard is that we had one residence that received flooding inside their home, and a chapel at our Gulf Region United Methodist Church received flooding. So
that's it.
That would cause for, that's it. That is it.
That's fantastic compared to 2014. That's amazing.
Yes. 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 And so that was the consensus of the room. Very excited. Our fire department talked about the four different electrical fires due to lightning.
Right.
So they, in addition to that, you always have a lot of medical calls. Our IT was also very, very busy. It's something that people don't think about, but during these extreme events, you have people on the other side of the globe who use those opportunities of vulnerability to try to test your system. And so Santa Rosa County did an excellent job as well as our IT director. So most of the meeting last night was about just, you know, reviewing that response, what we did well, and what we're going to continue to focus on.
Well, Sam, I know you're super busy this morning, so thank you so much for spending some time with us to give us an update. That is amazing. Also, just to have two 500 years and a 100-year flood within the space of about a decade, that's, you know, that's
incredible,
crazy. And again, kudos to you and your team and to Buzz's work before you to, you know, get the floodwater mitigation handled to such a degree that you could have something in that vicinity and have such a small overall problem compared to like 2014. That's fantastic. Sam Abel, city manager for Gulf Breeze, as always, thanks for the time and what you do for the community. I appreciate it.
All right.
856 here on News Radio 92.3. If you've got any kind of a plumbing issue, leak, drip, weird sound on the wall, you know, you've got inadequate temperature, inadequate pressure, whatever, plumbing problems, they don't fix themselves. Call Barberry. They'll come in and take care of it for you. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. 477-8782. Candy has traffic on the fives.
This brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. We're not showing any slowdowns or delays. There is an accident. It's I-10 westbound at mile marker 5, but it looks like it has been moved off to the side. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And hey, if you are 64, turning 65, I'm not yet, but when I am, I will call Ricky Stewart because she's just great at helping people make the transition from private insurance, like you've had most of your life, moving over onto Medicare. It's an easy thing. It's not that big of a deal, but it can seem like it's a big deal. I know it can produce apprehension in people because it's like, well, how is this going to work? And these are my questions. And what's Advantage? And what's supplement? And is Medicaid apply to me? I don't even know. And all this stuff. It's fine. Just take a breath and call Ricky. She's great. Like, I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one slice that she works on. So she will help you understand, answer your questions, and then get you transitioned over onto Medicare. It's very easy. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. 858 on News Radio 92.3. Time for
Future News.
Future News. That's when Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens.
And Kate.
And Kate, right, who's
That's
sitting right. in a train. We love
Sam.
That. We do know that it was an EF2 tornado that hit sort of the Mayfair area and then went over to the beach. Will it turn out that Milton on Sunday got hit by a tornado?
I think so. It looked awful.
If so, maybe an EF0, maybe an EF1. Yeah, I mean, it certainly could be based on the sort of the damage that we have seen. Do you think that the the strike down in Arkansas, okay, Arkansas had passed a ban on transgender hormone therapies and, you know, sex change operations and things like that for kids. Do you think that that will, the strike down, that when the Supreme Court hears it, they will keep that law in place or they will stick with the strike down? I know it's an odd way to ask the question. Will the ban that's in Florida stand? That's what I want to know.
Yes, yes.
I think it will too as well when they finally hear that all. FCC, all-in pricing so that you get to know up front what you're going to buy when it's a cable or a satellite or anything like that. Will that policy enact and will we have that?
No.
I think so. And it's a good policy. It's one of the things the Biden administration is doing right.
Why
give credit where credit is due. And will the lawsuit to put Entangle Makes 3 back in a school system here in Florida, will they win that lawsuit?
Sure will.
They will.
Your home for Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4 is... New-